This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. In Bihar, seven new ministers were inducted in the Nitish Kumar-led cabinet in an expansion of Council of Ministers this afternoon. Governor Arif Muhammad Khan administered the oath of office to seven MLAs from BJP quota in the oath ceremony held at Raj Bhavan in Patna. The new ministers who subscribed oath are Sanjay Saraogi, Krishna Kumar Mantu, Dr. Sunil Kumar, Motilal Prasad, Raju Kumar Singh, Vijay Kumar Mandal and Jivesh Kumar. More from our correspondent.
Cabinet expansion has taken place in an election year when Bihar will go to the assembly polls later in the year. Four MLAs who got berth in the cabinet are from Mithila region, which is assumed as the pocket borough of BJP in terms of performance of party in elections. Jivesh Kumar and Raju Kumar Singh are former ministers, but all other five members are new faces who got chance first time. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
With today's expansion, the number of Nitish Kumar-led cabinet has reached to 36, including Chief Minister. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said this year's budget will benefit the middle class, farmers and also the MSMEs. Speaking after inaugurating the BJP office at Coimbatore, the Home Minister stated that this was the third time that Prime Minister Narendra Modi was elected to power because people have strong belief in him. Mentioning about the elections held in Odisha, Andhra Pradesh, Delhi, Haryana and Maharashtra, he said it has proved that people want the government, which has the agenda of national development. He asserted that the NDA will form the government next year in Tamil Nadu. He said that it is time for the BJP to end the DMK government, which is known for its anti-national beliefs. The Australian government has launched a roadmap to strengthen and diversify its trade and investment ties with India. The roadmap released by Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's office announced the country's investment of $16 million in the Australia-India Trade and Investment Accelerator Fund to boost commercial ties between the two countries. The Australian government also announced an additional $4 million investment into its Maitri Grants program, which aims to enhance people-to-people, business-to-business and cultural ties between the two nations. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Sri Hardeep Singh Puri visited Ribhoi Aspirational District in Meghalaya today to review various developmental initiatives undertaken in the district. His visit focused on assessing progress in five key indicators: health and nutrition, education, agriculture and water resources, financial inclusion and skill development and infrastructure. He also conducted a field inspection of the pineapple processing unit at Umdihar village in Ribhoi district. In Jammu and Kashmir, an army vehicle came under fire from suspected terrorists in a forward village near the line of control LOC in Rajouri district today. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that there were no reports of any casualties. The terrorists, believed to be hiding in a forest, fired a few rounds at the army vehicle passing through the area, which is considered a traditional infiltration route for terrorists. The troops returned fire and reinforcements were rushed to neutralize the terrorists. However, a massive cordon and search operation has been launched by the security forces and the combing operation is underway in the area. More details are awaited. The festival of Mahashivratri is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety in India and abroad today. A large number of devotees are visiting the most revered Shiva temples in different states. In Madhya Pradesh, devotees are thronging all major temples on the occasion of Mahashivratri. Our correspondent reports at Jyotirlings Mahakaleshwar and Omkareshwar, long queues of devotees is seen since early morning today. Central Bureau of Investigation CBI has seized cryptocurrencies of nearly 24 crore rupees in the Gain Bitcoin scam. CBI in its statement said that teams have conducted nationwide searches over 60 locations in connection with the Gain Bitcoin cases. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, Afghanistan have set a massive target of 326 runs against England at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore. And that is the end of this news bulletin.